Adam's here with the business news.
Thanks, Audrey. Tomorrow, the European Commission is expected to announce changes to its Corporate Sustainability Reporting Directive. This first came into force at the start of 2023. It requires large and listed companies to be more transparent about the impact their operations are having environmentally, socially and with respect to human rights. Catherine Duggan is Head of Sustainability and Advisory Consulting at Grant Thornton. She joins us on the line now. Catherine, we'll get to the expected changes in a second. First, how have companies here gotten on complying with the existing rules?
Yeah, so I think it's fair to say for many companies, it's been a challenge. Important to recognise about 50,000 companies across Europe are in scope for this, but only the first 10,000 have had to publish this year. So we're working out now. You know, it has been a significant undertaking, even for the ones that were advanced in sustainability. There are new requirements, new ways of looking at things. So it's been challenging, but I would also say rewarding. We've worked with companies who have seen benefits of this, particularly in terms of identifying new risks and new opportunities that they're exposed to. So a mixed picture.
It's expected the Commission will announce these changes tomorrow. Do we know at this stage what kind of changes they're going to put forward?
No, there has been a lot of I suppose, supposition as to what it might include. The types of things I think that are fair to expect are, first of all, scope. So I talked about 50,000 companies are potentially in scope under the current system. It's likely they will look at that and look to reduce the number of companies in scope. They have called out that they're trying to reduce the burden, the administrative burden on companies. So that's definitely one thing they'll look at. I would also expect them to look at the number of data points. So at the moment, up to about 1,200 data points a company could be expected to disclose. It's likely a number of those data points will be reduced or made voluntary. We may also expect the time. So the second round of companies, so 40,000 companies are expected to report from the start of next year. Those timelines may be pushed out as well. So I think in terms of the complexity and the size.
Is this a rowing back of some of the rules, and that the EU was very ambitious in terms of its environmental and sustainability plans? Is this a step back from that?
I think what it is a recognition of the onus how onerous it is for companies to report on this. I don't think it's a step back in terms of the recognition of the importance of it, but it's trying to find that pragmatic place of where companies can comply and support sustainability, but where it doesn't impact competitiveness, which is clearly a key focus for the EU at the moment.
Catherine Duggan, Head of Sustainability and Advisory Consulting at Grant Thornton, thank you very much for that.